Every time my nieces and nephews come round to the house, they love to have pancakes with chocolate spread, so I wanted to see if I could make it from scratch for them, but without too much oil and fillers. I started off by roasting some hazelnuts, blending them up, and then just adding a little bit of sugar, dark chocolate and cocoa powder, and it tasted incredible. Of course, I had to taste it first, and it goes perfectly with a few fresh strawberries from the strawberry garden, and these are my brand new plants this year. Needless to say, it was gorgeous. It was the weekend, and I wanted to make a nice big lunch while everyone was around, so I started prepping. Even though I try to cook different things, realistically I tend to go back to the same stuff, like chili con carne. I start by charring my peppers in a dry tray in the oven, which gives the peppers loads of flavour. I had to try the chili to see how hot it was for the kids, and clearly there were very hot chilies, so only one went in. I know everyone thinks that cooking from scratch means it's always going to taste better, but that's not always the case. Processed foods are designed to be addictive and light up our brains, so it's hard to compete, but one thing I've noticed is that the pleasure of food is more than just how it tastes. Kind of like when your friend gives you a homemade gift, even if it's not quite as perfect as a store-bought version, it feels so much more meaningful and wholesome. Now this is an old school recipe, something you might have had in school but don't see so much now, rice pudding. When there are children in the house, you realise puddings are kind of essential to make sure they're eating enough, and when you make them from scratch, they're not just a pure sugar treat, they're part of a meal. The rhubarb is booming in the garden at the moment, so I stewed some up for a topping. It's beautiful stuff, but my goodness, it grows so fast this time of year. Rice puddings always have a thick skin, which I remember thinking was gross as a kid, but I've heard other families actually fight over who gets to have it. And lastly, I made a cake this week, of course. I defrosted some butter I made earlier in the week and made a coffee and walnut cake. You might wonder how I know all these different cake recipes, but actually most sponge cake recipes use the same ratio of butter, sugar, flour and eggs, and then you just add whatever flavours you like. The basic ratio tip is 6-6-6-6. 6 ounces of butter, sugar, flour, and eggs, and each egg weighs around 2 ounces, so you'd use 3 eggs. Once you learn this, you can just add whatever flavors you like and make tons of different cakes. So that's another week in my kitchen. Follow along if you want to cook more from scratch meals in your own.